Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your real estate update for October 27th, 2023. It's Friday and I hope you guys have a great weekend planned for you. So here's what rates are right now. These are the top six products people use when they're buying their first house. But what causes these things to change, especially look at the 30-year fix. It was down 11 basis points, almost an eighth of a percent in one day. What's causing a lot of this stuff? Well, the economic data. So let's get over to the data that we have today to take a deep dive into that, see what's happening. So the only news that came in today was inflation, and that was the PCE indicator right through here. The PCE is the biggest factor, the biggest inflation number that the Federal Reserve puts most credence on. So we want to look at those numbers. We had the month over month was up a little bit, but right in line with expectations. And the year over year actually came in a little bit lower than where we were and right in line with expectations as well. So you're seeing that right through here. The last reading on the PCE month over month was 0.1, an increase of 0.1. They expected it to uptick a little bit to 0.3, and it came in right there and then. And then the year over year, it was 3.8. And we're easing off a little bit. Not as fast as the Fed wants it, but we're still easing off on the inflation numbers. How's the markets faring on all this? Well, the Dow Jones and the S&P are down a little bit, but the NASDAQ like the data. But what we're really concerned is what in the world's going on with mortgage rates. So we go over to here and we watch the MBSs. The MBSs is basically a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. That's yield is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. This morning, we were up about 15 points, and now we're only up 6 basis points. But that's okay, because as long as we're still in positive territory, that means rates aren't going to go up any further. So that's really the only data we have for today. But I want to inform you guys of a newsletter that Kyle Seagraves and myself have put together. Kyle is a member of our team, and he is right here. And you might recognize him, Kyle Seagraves of Win the House You Love. We put together a newsletter to kind of caption all this data for you guys out there that like following us on a daily basis, how you can do this on a weekly basis to get information. So check out our this newsletter. I'll have the description down below. This is the one we just posted this Wednesday. Let me go through it with you real quick, just so you guys can see what you're getting in this newsletter. Right through here, it gives you a snapshot of where mortgage rates are and where they're, you know, where they're heading. Are they up or down for the week? They were up a tick, but let's go down through here. Housing market update, buyers backing out as mortgage rates skyrocket above 8%. We're going to go through the whys and what's happening behind the scenes with a lot of this stuff. The economic forecast from Goldman Sachs just came out. They're telling us what they think on what's going to happen with house prices as well as interest rates. Adjustable rate mortgages are back in vogue. And you guys might say, oh, no, not adjustable rate mortgages. Weren't those the thing that basically collapsed the market in 2008? Well, yes, it was, but it was subprime adjustable rate mortgages. You might find it intriguing how today's adjustable rate mortgages are so much different from where they were. And then over here, this is what's driving a lot of people nuts. Home prices still expected to grow. Mainstream media and a lot of TV personalities are coming out there saying, okay, there's a crash. And you guys might have been sitting on the sidelines for the last 2 years waiting for this crash. Where is it? Well, a lot of this information is going to explain that to you right through there, as well as the housing crash. You know, is it going to come? Don't think so, because there's just no supply out there. Unless we have a huge drop of supply, you're going to see basically home prices staying stagnant once again through 2024, possibly. Then it goes through the top two videos that Kyle and I had for the week. Mine is how we work with our borrowers to help them find the best rate out in the country and the best programs out there. So check out that video, as well as Kyle's new program, or the new program we're offering right now on conventional loans, on how you can buy up to a 4-unit building with only 5% down, when that used to be about 20 to 25% of a down payment. And you can also ask us questions on here, where you'll click that ask a question. It'll pop up a screen. You'll type in your question. I'll get that question and I'll answer it in a video form to go over whatever question that you have. So check out this in our newsletter. And if you'd like to subscribe, you can do that down below. But if you're out there and you're like, Dan, how can I reach out to you guys directly to get some help? So my name is Dan Frio. I'm a mortgage advisor licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Would love to help you through this process. If you're looking to apply right now, all you got to do is click the apply now button. Little different technique that we use up there when you apply. So you'll see that once you do that. But if you would like to reach out to us, maybe call us or email me directly, well, you can do that. So visit us at therateupdate.com. Go down through here. You're going to find a bunch of articles, tools, blogs, and everything else to use to help you navigate this daunting real estate world that we're in right now. You're going to see mortgage calculators and so forth. But if you go all the way to the bottom, you're going to have two ways to get in touch with us. One, you can give us a call, 844-775-5626, or you can reach me directly via email at dan@therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic weekend. See you next week. Bye-bye.